We hear a lot of talk about health care. We spend a lot of money on health care, yet we seem to get so little of either. If you're ready for real science, common sense health from two guys who care, welcome to Have a Heart Health Radio. Here are your hosts, health journalist Bill Sardi and health warrior Dave Stouter.
Welcome, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for being with us. We like being here with you. Wish you could all be in the studio with us and we could have a big discussion because we care about you. We want to make sure that you live a long and healthy life, and we want you to tune in to the kinds of things that will really work, which really is from Mother Nature. Diet, lifestyle, and nutrition, the most powerful thing you can have on your side. Drugs don't make you healthy. I'm Dave Stouter, health warrior, and with me as always,
Bill Sardi, health journalist, and we have gotten an awful lot of feedback from our prior radio program. Last week, we were talking about whether God really wants us to live long and healthy. I mean, super long and healthy. I mean, what do we think?
You know, Bill, and I think that, as I said near the end of the show, certainly I think by statistics, I think 80% of people in America say they believe in God, leaving it as non-denominational. But even those that don't, you know, sometimes they like to say Gaia, Mother Nature. But we all realize there's something magical and powerful about the world, whatever we want to call it.
Well, so this, Gaia is Earth is God. We don't believe that.
All I'm saying is even the people that, you know, there are people out there, Bill, that get a little nervous with the God word. And I just want to address those people too, that even the people, agnostics or atheists, realize that there's something out there that's bigger than all of us. And maybe they're just not comfortable with the people who feel they know what it is. But here's what I want to ask you. We were talking about God's plan and long life. Now, we go back to the Garden of Eden, and as I recall, there you had Adam and Eve, and they were like kind of God's perfect creation. And so they break the law there. God tells them there's a couple of trees they're not supposed to eat from. You know, one, the knowledge of good and evil, and one eternal life. So the serpent tempts Eve, and they eat the apple from the one tree. And I think there's in Genesis, they say, well, we got to get them out of the garden so they don't eat the tree of eternal life. So we leave the Garden of Eden, and as we talked about last time, then you have the patriarchs, and you have these people living hundreds of years. You said Methuselah, 970. And this seems to be common. People lived hundreds and hundreds of years healthy, having children. Now, I read an article by you that I thought was fascinating. You brought up the point about vitamin C, and that we are one of, I think, four species that don't make vitamin C inside our bodies. It was a guinea pigs, fruit bats, primates, and humans. Everybody, all the other animals make as much as they need, which is one reason why they don't have heart disease. But what you said was, where would be an interesting point in history where all of mankind could have the same genetic defect to stop making vitamin C? And that could have been at Noah's flood, when after the flood there might have been 8 or 10 humans. And, of course, they were inbreeding because it was one family that had to start the population again, which would have been a perfect time for this to happen. Then after that, we live even shorter. And, you know, it's an interesting progression. The farther we kind of get away from God's plan, you know, is there something there that we could activate? Can we get back to that?
In the biblical record, it's just after the flood that we see a progressive decline from these hundreds of years. Methuselah is 970. Noah lives 950. The flood occurs. There's intermarriage. That's when we see the gene mutations. And there was a gene mutation we know that occurred somewhere back in human history when there was a bottleneck in the human population. In other words, there were very few people living, so that mutation then got transmitted to the rest of humanity thereafter. Now, there was a bottleneck of only 8 people alive in the biblical story. So it's interesting to surmise where this mutation came from. And then thereafter, we see the human lifespan go down, the patriarchs then living fewer and fewer years. We get to Abraham, 170, Moses 120, King David about 70 years. So we see a decline there. And so we think that humans made their own vitamin C, and we have other species like fruit bats and guinea pigs. They also lost the ability to make vitamin C. And we know where the gene is. It's funny. There should be a massive biological warfare, an impetus to reinstall that gene in the human body. In fact, this has actually been done in Japanese Madaka fish, is what they call them. You know, the fish make a lot of eggs, and they, you know, in vitro, they got a little needle and stuck the gene back into all the fish eggs. And then the offspring came out all making vitamin C. We could do that. We could start regenerating a species of people that make their own vitamin C. And then, so you understand, the gene in the liver, that it's called the guanylactone oxidase gene. That's an enzyme. We're missing the enzyme that converts the sugar in our bloodstream to vitamin C. Vitamin C is a sugar-like molecule. And that means we'd never get diabetes, because the blood sugar go through the liver and come out the other side as vitamin C. Now, some species do this in their kidneys rather than their liver. But the point is that, you know, God installed that mechanism. We lost it. And, of course, we could have traveled around on boats all over the oceans and never got scurvy. Now that wasn't going to be possible after that time. But it seems to be a progressive gene mutation. And, of course, that finally Moses said we seem to have reached the theoretical limit. And we have. Of about 120 years, that's what the Bible says, and that seems to be the oldest human in modern times that has lived 122 years, Jean Calment of France, who happened to be activating and using the mechanisms we talk about on this show. By the way, she was very healthy. She was riding a bicycle past the age of 110. She sang and actually cut an album. She was very active, had a good sense of humor. All the way into very old age. And Jean Calment was having a little bit of chocolate every day. That's the cocoa. So she was into one of those herbs, we call it, or spices. And then she also drank a little bit of wine every day. And so we talk about getting those red wine molecules without the alcohol. It's in our sponsor's product called Longevinix. We'll talk about it in just a little bit. But that very idea, but you know, I wanted the audience to hear this, that God made us to live longer and healthier, and we had a gene mutation, and it came from us disobeying God, and therefore the flood came, and then we lived far shorter lives. So that's the story in the Bible. But I want to go back to this thing, what's going on. You know, for a lot of Americans, and I'm a church going guy, just like a lot of folks. And, you know, do we pray to God and think he's a cosmic bellboy? Is he supposed to come through for us? Or would we opt for any of these things that God gave us, the garlic and the spices and the herbs and the things? And how do we concentrate them to make them work well? Well, wine is a fermented grape, and therefore it concentrates those molecules, so it becomes a medicine. Otherwise, grape juice is healthy for us, but not like wine is. And that's the secret of wine. Also, when we have a hot tea, that's a hot water extract of tea leaves. So that's how those molecules get concentrated, become medicines. We think of green tea as being very medicinal, and it is. But I want to ask the audience this question. What if there really is a mechanism in our bodies that would make us make it possible for all of us to achieve super longevity and super long health, increase the health span and the lifespan, so we wouldn't get worried about getting old and looking old? What if there was such a mechanism and you just didn't know about it? We think that we know that mechanism, what it is, and we know the gene that activates. It's called NRF2, when your body is exposed to small amounts of biological stress from either the lack of oxygen, the lack of food, or maybe a low dose of radiation. Those are good examples. The body will turn on its antioxidant defenses. We think this was going on throughout history, and we think the early Earth had low amounts of radon gas and radiation coming out, thus turning on this defensive mechanism. And so we think that, therefore, that's a reason why the patriarchs lived much longer. And, of course, we just talked about the original humans on the planet actually making their own vitamin C. All the rest of the animals make their own vitamin C and don't need anywhere near as much doctoring as humans do. So it'd be a great thing to restore that. There isn't any program and impetus to do it, but it would certainly be, you know, you can kind of see that modern world rulers are afraid that people would live super long and they'd have to dole out those Social Security checks and Medicare. Of course, current economies would go broke if such a thing. Not really. Come on. If you believe this, then we can never, you know, so you understand it. The populations in the world, if we would fix the economies of the world, people will not have as many babies. And so there's a decline in Western Europe, in Italy, in Japan, in North America. Actually, these populations are in decline. In Russia, they're declining. Of course, it's because of the vodka. But the issue is that as we increase the economies of the world, women set the population size because they have fewer babies. And remember, just two babies and it's population neutral. So the issue is that we should be working to improve the economies of the world, and we won't have overpopulation, and we won't have this issue about people living too long. So, but I wonder what people think. Well, do they think that God made us so we should live long, or we should live a short life? If you look at it from a biblical standpoint, we're all being shortchanged.
And we're looking, what I find fascinating about this and what we're all trying to unlock is we're looking to modern medicine, quote, I have to do that in quotes, you know, they're going to find a vaccine for cancer or AIDS or the plague, or they're going to give us all these drugs, they're going to do this and that. And we probably have the mechanism, this is what you're saying, the mechanism within us, it's always been there, it's been a little corrupted by our decisions in life, but it's there and it can be reactivated. We're going to take a short break here on Have a Heart Health Radio. Don't go away. If you want your health questions answered on the air by Bill Sardi and Dave Stouter, call toll-free 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. We want to hear from you. 844-49-HEART.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955. 674-3955 now.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Bill Sardi, health journalist, and yours truly, Dave Stouter, the health warrior. You know, Bill, we've been getting philosophical about health and longevity. And we certainly talk about some of the phenomenal foods / dietary supplements these days. But let's get to diet. I find an interesting phenomena in the store when I speak to customers. We'll be talking about a health issue, and I'll bring up diet. And people will say, like, oh, I eat a really good diet, you know, low fat, you know, I'm vegan, this and that. And sometimes, you know, or they like to say they eat Greek yogurt every day from Trader Joe's. I mean, people's idea of what a healthy diet is really different. And of course, there's competing ideas out there. Should you be a vegan, a vegetarian, macrobiotic, paleo, breatharian, fruitarian? Where do we go with all this? I think it confuses people.
Well, David, in the first part of our program and last week, we somehow started to sort through some discussion about God and our lives and health. And one of the interesting parts of this, because I want to get into diet here with this question, but I want to ask people, are we meant to continually pray to God out of our suffering with health problems throughout our lives, which have been caused really by a diet, a bad diet? And we keep praying to God to answer our prayers and in a state of poor health, over-medicated by Big Pharma, or are we to live healthy and pray to God in a different way through gratitude, to count our blessings, to say, God, thank you for my good health? Well, what happened is that we've commercialized everything, and it's the food industry that brought along this diabetes epidemic that we see. The high fructose corn syrup, the MSG, the genetically modified foods, the antibiotics, which we talked about in the last show, given to children will cause those children to be obese. We spawned this whole thing. We got phobic about the sun. We told people to put on sunblock and avoid the sun, and we spawned the diabetes epidemic as well as these diseases of germ-related infectious diseases, and we're talking about allergies, we're talking about multiple sclerosis. They're all related to the lack of sun. Now, here's a startling story. Dairy saturated fats from dairy lower type 2 diabetes.
Whoa, repeat that, please.
Said lower? Saturated fats from dairy products lower type 2 diabetes. Now, this is right up Cat James's alley. That's Cat James, somebody we honor, has written about this, overcame her own weight problems by using fat in her diet to make her satisfied so she didn't have to be craving food all the time. She didn't have all the sugars and carbohydrates that turn to sugar. That's the pasta, rice, and bread and refined sugars, and she took those out of her diet. The yeast, the Candida albicans, the fungi in your lower part of your digestive tract that overgrows and makes you a sugar-craving human, that's a modern phenomena. If you look back into 1970, I have a picture here somewhere on my desk of the entire Kennedy family. That's JFK, John F. Kennedy, his brother Robert, and Teddy, and all of the grandparents and kids, and no one was overweight. What happened to us? What happened? Is this the way God made us, to be fat and overeat? Well, gluttony was certainly in the Bible too in those days, but we've fallen victim to commerce. The commercial forces want us to eat more food so they make more money. So they've created this, believe it. They learned it from the tobacco industry, how to turn on parts of our brain and make us to eat for, we eat these comfort foods. It satisfies our brain. The very part of our brain that we have for bedroom pleasure is the same part that's activated by these convenience foods. No wonder everybody's craving these foods. They want us to, and they make a bag of potato chips or a bag of cookies, so we'll eat it to the bottom. They have taste stimulants and brain stimulants in there, and that's what they're doing. And we've got this tremendous problem, and nobody's addressing it correctly. I see here, of all the things, it really gets the people who are in low-income families, because they can't afford to run and get the diet pills or go to the diet clinics. And so the main commercial effort is to go to the weight loss clinics and places for the people that have money. But for the rest of the folks, the majority, they can't afford this. Let me give it to you for free. No bread, no rice, no pasta, and no refined sugars. Do it that way. Cut the carbs, and, you're going to put fats back in your diet because you need fats. God made us to be fat cravers so that we will be satisfied. Eat a little butter right at the beginning of a meal, you won't feel, you will feel satisfied. By the way, they use antidepressants to treat people that are obese. Did you know that fats are needed so we will make the hormones in our body? Yep. Estrogen and testosterone and some of the brain molecules. So we need fats, good fats, particularly from fish oil, flaxseed, and so on, so that our mood will increase. Vitamin D increases our mood. Sunlight, these are things for free, by the way. And we are fat cravers. We need that so that we get the right hormones being made. And, of course, we became fat phobic. And what happened? It spawned the diabetes epidemic. And I see here a big story. This is in a journal, British Medical Journal. I want to say what journal is this. And now I'm reading it and can't say the, but it's a British medical journal. And what it says here, 22 specific cancers related to being overweight. So cancer is part of obesity. So
Lancet, by the way.
The Lancet, that's it. Okay, so I'm here. So the issue is that, you know, is this what the way God intended? No. Are the commercial interests have, we go to the store and we see people eating foods and we just become so hooked on these convenience foods and things. We really need to back away. Now, I ate lunch with some people that just got off the plane from Japan. They're much leaner than we are. They eat far fewer calories than we do. And our side of the table ate everything on the lunch plate, and their side of the table, they couldn't finish lunch. They left about half on their plate. See, we were at a restaurant. So the point is they don't have the hunger we do. They don't have diet books over there. They don't have diet clinics and gymnasiums. They don't have lack of gymnasium or deficiency of diet books. They have these foods. They don't have a lot of refined sugars. They don't have the kind of convenience foods and the pasta and the rice. They have a little bit of rice, but the point is that they're not large amounts.
It's condiment. So, it's a condiment.
It's a condiment.
But,
so
Bill,
the issue,
don't doctors tell us to eat a low-fat diet? And you just showed us a study that said saturated fat from dairy lowers diabetes.
The circulating cholesterol numbers in the Japanese are far higher than Americans, and they don't have the heart disease. Have we been misled by modern medicine? Yes. And of course, the news media and everything drummed this whole thing up. If you're misled and you've been misdirected, listen to this show every week and tell your friends. And we're trying to tell you that, you know, there's a conspiracy underway and they want to make more money selling these foods. And it was the food industry that did this. And they did it to you and your family. In 1970, Americans weren't fat. They didn't have this diabetes epidemic. They laced these things into the food chain. I can remember when they started the high fructose corn syrup, all of a sudden, Candida albicans, this yeast infection thing, got to be rampant among females. And, we never linked it to the fact that they added a different kind of sugar into our diet, which makes us sugar cravers. Once you've got that Candida growing, you're going to crave more and more sugar. You're going to have food allergies. You're going to have all kinds of other health problems. And how do you push back? You know, I don't think God intended us to eat these kind of foods. The kind of foods that God put on the planet, unprocessed and so on, are good for us. We did learn about germs. We do need to heat up and cook meat, and we do need to boil or pasteurize milk products so we don't get the germs there. But the issue is that we need fats in our diet. Don't be so fat phobic, and you'll be satisfied, and you won't eat as much.
You know, I'll end this segment a couple of quotes. I was talking on a radio show to, I think, Dr. Ross Pelton, who's been around in the – so he's an MD, I think, or a pharmacist. But he's been around a lot and written a lot of books. And we were talking, I think, about probiotics, Bill. But I said to him, hey, Dr. Pelton, you've been around. What's your feeling about diet? You know, vegan, vegetarian, macrobiotic, paleo, you know, Atkins, what do you think? He goes, you know, David, first thing I just tell people is eat real food. Eat real food. And, you know, broccoli is real food. Ice cream, not so much. It's pretty easy to tell the difference. And my wife once said, You can't just get anything from anywhere and call it your food. And Bill, you're talking about the food industry that's changed our food for their benefit so they can sell more and we'll buy it. And those foods, do they come from the local farmers market particularly, or do they come from grocery stores?
Well, a lot of folks talk about biblical diets. There are different Bible diets. The first Bible diet was the Garden of Eden diet, and they ate, you know, they were foragers or what we call Paleolithic diet, and they foraged for food, nuts and things that they could get, and you know, melons, anything that grew. And then we have the diet of ancient Egypt, where we read of garlic and cucumbers, and that's how they actually got paid, and fish, and so on. And then there's the diet of when Moses took the people out of Egypt, and now they ate manna. So there was the manna diet, you know, and we don't really know what that was, but it was something kept them alive for a long time. And then they decided to go north where it was cooler, and they went to the land of Canaan, the land of milk and honey. And there things grew differently, and they had so they had a different diet there. So we have that diet. So there are different diets in the Bible. We have the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they were given unclean food, and of course they resisted, and so on. And so those, and then we have Peter in the New Testament, where he was afraid to just eat any food because they had kosher, the idea of clean food that would, of course, poison your soul in a way. And now Peter was living in the New Testament times, and he was being told, God allows you to eat those foods because it's not about the food. You don't eat food to get into heaven. It's not a requirement. Your heart and your soul and your relationship with God needs to be pure, and that's the issue, not just the food you eat. But the point is that we get confused about which is the right Bible diet, and I guess everybody thinks we ought to go back to that foraging diet, which we'll never get back to now because of all the commercialization, that Garden of Eden diet. But certainly I would like to think – we think maybe the Mediterranean diet is something close to that. In America, that's not even close because the olive oil we have is sanitized. That is, we want it to look clear. What we really need is unfiltered olive oil. I've said this before, where the good molecules, the polyphenols, are in there. That's what's good, not just the oil. And they have like that dark green Kalamata olive oil that they use when I was in Greece. That's what they're using there. And we need, of course, garlic. We talked about garlic pills, mimicking, but a fresh clove of garlic. If you heat it, you destroy the real molecules. But we're using garlic pills here that don't work. We're drinking wine like they do in Europe, but it's not aged wine, the dark aged red wine like they have in France. They have the most centenarians, the people that live over 100 years in France, because of the wine they drink. We can do it without the alcohol with a red wine pill. Our sponsor, Longevinix, would like to make that point.
But, you know, Bill, let me do this. I would like you to make that point, but we're going to take a short break here, and I have a question for you when we get back. Folks, you'll want to hear this. Don't go away. This is Health Warrior Dave Stouter, and I'm a huge supplement advocate, but more importantly, I'm a consumer advocate, which is what I had in mind when I created Apple Health Foods. You see, I take a tremendous amount of supplements, and I need them to be authentic and reliable and safe. At Apple Health Foods, we have a large selection of high-quality and hard-to-find dietary supplements and body care that yours truly handpicks to be on our shelf from the best companies in the world. We offer a 20% in-store discount to our senior citizens 60 years or better, our CAP members a $25 annual fee, but we offer that discount to anyone who orders on our website, www.applehealthfoods.net. Apple Health Foods can ship supplements anywhere in the country. There are very few places where you can get such a high degree of confidence and a great discount on supplements. Call 877-APPLE-HF. That's 877-277-5343. 877-277-5343.
A recent study remarkably demonstrated that biological aging can not only be slowed, but reversed, regenerating the production of cellular energy. Called adenotriphosphate in muscle tissue, was akin to making a 60-year-old animal 20 years old again, and the effect was produced in just 1 week. This is health journalist Bill Sardi, and modern medicine is racing to develop a pill that will mimic the same youth-restoring effect in humans. A prior animal study showed that Longevinex, an available dietary supplement, works 688% better than plain red wine molecules in this regard. By age 80, only 4% of energy-producing compartments in living cells are functional. No wonder your brain and heart muscles feel punky. What can you do about that? Call 866-405-4000 to find out more about Longevinex. You don't have to become a lab rat to get Longevinex. Go to Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
If you want your health questions answered on the air by Bill Sardi and Dave Stouter, call toll-free 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. We want to hear from you. 844-49-HEART. Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for being with us. All right. You know, Bill, we've been talking about what's wrong with the modern American diet in the 70s, especially the food manufacturers began to put in high fructose corn syrup, different additives, different flavor enhancers, things to trigger our brains so that we ate more and more food and more of the wrong foods. And it just set off a chain reaction of unhealthiness for a lot of us, and that we transferred down to our kids and generation after generation. So, Bill, doesn't this then, what you've just said, besides trying to push back from these addictive foods and foods that aren't healthy and getting back to real food, you made the point that they just showed that saturated fat from dairy products decreases diabetes. It doesn't cause it, as some people have told us. But then doesn't this beg the question, if this is true of our food supply, what does this say about modern medicine that tells us that it's silly to think we need dietary supplements?
We need dietary supplements because we are on these processed foods and they leave a lot of holes in our diet nutritionally. Now, even the best diet, however, and we're talking about the 5 servings of fruits and vegetables that the government promoted, the National Institutes of Health, as well as the 9 to 13 servings, when they found out the 5 servings of fruits and vegetables didn't reduce the risk of mortality from heart disease and cancer, they weren't gutsy enough to even tell us. It came out in a British medical journal. They didn't admit it, and then they punted and went to the 9 to 13 servings, which there is no evidence that lowers the risk of mortality from heart disease and cancer. And why? Let me tell you why. As we get older, what causes us to age is that we are accumulating minerals, particularly metallic minerals and calcium. Calcium stiffens us and we become like a statue, and copper and iron accumulate as rust, and that is why we're getting older. Now, just eating food of any kind, it will have iron and copper and calcium in it, and therefore we will grow old. We will all universally do that because that's where we get that from. Now, those societies that consume less calcium and iron, that would be less red meat and less dairy product, would live, theoretically, under what I'm telling you, much longer and healthier. And that's true in Japan. They don't have the pasture lands in order to have the cattle so that they can then have the cows and the dairy products. So they have very little milk product in Japan. They have one little place in Kobe. They can have a little cattle and the steers to make the Kobe beef. They have to import all their meat and dairy. The point is, they don't have as much of the iron and the calcium in their diets, and they live far longer. Now, that's really what fasting does for us, or really what we call a mineral chelating pill does. That is, what if you took a pill every day and it took away a little bit of those minerals that you've been accumulating? You know, as we're young and growing, we need all those minerals, calcium to make bone, iron to make new red blood cells, copper to make new connective tissue. But after we're fully grown is when we start aging. We just have birthdays up to about age 18. And then we start aging as we accumulate those minerals. By age 40, men accumulate the minerals faster than women. That's why women live longer than men in general. Well, women are dumping their iron once a month in their menstrual flow. This is God's little protection. They're the baby carriers. And then we have women donating the calcium to their offspring and their babies. So we see that aging really starts for women with the onset of the change of life. So what happens is men are accumulating these minerals. And so by age 40, a 40-year-old male will have twice as much iron, four times as much calcium stored in his body as an equally aged female, and double the rate of diabetes, heart disease, and cancer. You see, what's driving aging, what's accelerating aging, is over-mineralization. Now, you want a report on this, we'll be happy to send it to you. It comes from Longevinix, our sponsor, 866-405-4000. We'll give you that number again, but that you can get the over-mineralization theory of aging report just for you to read. Why do we curse God? Why do we say, God, do we have to get old? Well, we can do something about it. You can actually reverse it. Okay, you've accumulated all those minerals. What do you do about them? You can do bloodletting to get rid of the iron. Donate blood. That's one way. You can limit the amount of red meat and calcium in your diet after you're fully grown. That's something you can do in your diet. And then what do you do about what you've already accumulated? You can use a chelating pill. It attaches to the free, doesn't take iron out of your red blood cells or calcium out of your bone, just the free unbound molecules, the minerals, and it does it in a pill called Longevinix. It has from rice bran and from red wine molecules, from grapes and from other spices and so on, along with a little vitamin D. It has the components that control the minerals, and therefore it can reverse aging. How can we say that? You know, Dr. Stuart Richer at the North Chicago Veterans Hospital took a man who was going night blind, and they actually reversed the aging in his body. He got his vision, night vision back, and they could see that the eye clearing up from little aging pigments that were back there. Yes, we can reverse aging biologically. Yes, our biological or calendar age can be 80 or 90 years, but we don't have to be biologically old. You know, I'm 69 years old. I still have a young voice. I still skip on my toes. I still am very active. And you can lead this life, too. I don't take any medicines. And I know many, many people who follow some of the prescriptions we lay out here on this program, and they are absolutely drug-free. They don't need medicines. They just take nature's medicines like you find at a health food store, like at Apple Health Foods. Dave Stouter, you tell us more about it.
Well, you know, Bill, when you're talking about that, first of all, I want to commend you. I've read a lot about the red wine molecule that's in Longevinix and its association with different genes, which is responsible for some of its benefits. But you're the one that honed in on the fact that this red wine molecule and the other nutrients that are in there have this mineral chelating effect. And folks, it's not magic. If you've ever had, like, and I have, a bad rust spot on the body of your car, okay? You know, if you leave it there, it just keeps rusting and getting bigger and bigger. But if you actually, you know, sand it or get rid of the rust or change it, it stops. All right, so there's your analogy.
Well, you know, I had a swimming pool here at the house, and one of our gardeners came and threw a fertilizer out, and the wind blew some of it into the pool, and it had iron in it, and it rusted part of the pool. You see little orange spots in the pool. So I took this rice bran extract that we put in Longevinix, and I threw a bottle of it as powder into the swimming pool, and all the rust spots disappeared. So we can do that in our body. We wonder why we have aging spots on our skin. That's the way to do it. A lot of you will wonder, what's the guarantee? How do I know I'm going to live the 100 years, healthy years that you promise with your pill? And I have a tongue-in-cheek guarantee. If you take Longevinix, our sponsor's product, and you live 100 years, mail in a copy of your birth certificate, and we'll give you complimentary supply of Longevinix for the remainder of your life. If you do not live 100 years, send us your proof of purchase, and we'll send you a full refund.
Well, you know,
of
Bill,
course, that's a tongue in cheek. You're not here. You're under. You know.
Yeah.
You've been long gone. The point is, you can't prove these pills work because we need a 100-year study to conclusively prove it. But I'm writing an article. I want everybody to be aware of this. It's going to be at resveratrolnews.com. How to put your anti-aging pill to the test, and I'll make this brief. There are markers. You can get blood tests to see how fast you are calcifying and rusting. You can go get a CAT scan, and it measures the amount of calcification in your arteries. And if that's zero, you almost have a zero risk of having a heart attack. That can be done. Now, it exposes you to radiation, but I'm telling you, if you want to know if your anti-aging pill, whatever you use, whatever you do, your diet, you can go get a CAT scan that measures for your calcium score. You can get a blood test called a ferritin test, F-E-R-R-I-T-I-N, F as in Frank, E-R-R-I-T-I-N. It measures your iron storage in your blood, and the ferritin test should be between 20 and 70. That's where that should be. That's the healthy range. So if you have higher numbers, you want to cut back on the amount of red meat, and you want to maybe take a pill like Longevinix. And also, there's another test, red blood cell width. Your blood cells get wider as you get older. If you take a pill like Longevinix, they get shorter back like they were. They're not as wide, and that's the way they were when you were young. Now, as red blood cells get wider, the mortality rates go up. If they shrink, the mortality rates go down. So we're actually doing a human clinical trial of this. We'll tell you more about it. But if you want to go and just have a complete blood count, they'll take your blood, put it through something called a Holter counter, and tell you about the variance in your red blood cell width and see if you're getting older faster or slower. And, of course, we're putting that to the test. But you can go get those blood tests on your own. Just go to a blood lab and tell them I want a ferritin test and I want a complete blood count with, of course, the red cell width. And they do that for you in a complete blood count. And you can measure and see if this is all working for you. A lot of details and questions you're going to have about that, go to resveratrolnews.com. Read my upcoming article. We're going to post it soon. How to put your anti-aging pill to the test, and that's what we're talking about. You want to learn about Longevinix, the world's, most well-known and best-tested anti-aging pill that chelates and removes these excess minerals from your body, 866-405-4000. They'll send you that report. We told you about the over-mineralization theory and of aging and what to do about it. That's Longevinix at 866-405-4000. I'll say it again. 866-405-4000. Get that free report.
You ought to do it. We're going to take a short break on Have a Heart Health Radio. Don't go away. If you want your health questions answered on the air by Bill Sardi and Dave Stouter, call toll-free 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. We want to hear from you. 844-49-HEART.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955. 674-3955 now.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. I'm Dave Statter, the health warrior, and with me, Bill Sardi, health journalist. And I like to ask him questions and get his opinion on some of the pressing nutritional questions of the day. And here we are just having talked about and not just this remarkable red wine molecule, resveratrol, that has some amazing genetic implications for us and the ability to address the over-mineralization, which kind of is why we age. But, you know, Bill, the term antioxidant is synonymous with something that's healthy for us, and I don't even think people realize how many there are. But you know, you get stuff in the mail. This is the best one. This is the most important one. This is the most amazing one. This one's 1,000 times stronger than this other one. It all gets a little confusing to most of us. So it's a hard question to answer, but I'm going to ask you anyway. What's the most important antioxidant, the most important couple ones in your opinion?
You know, they did a rating of antioxidants from Nature. And interestingly enough, the most powerful one I could find comes from cloves. You know, we use cloves like we stick them in the turkey at Thanksgiving time. The clove powder is the strongest antioxidant that I can find, natural antioxidant. But there's something even more powerful in our bodies. Now they started making products, you know this, David, called the ORAC score. Like if you put a whole bunch of antioxidants in a bottle, what is its aggregate oxygen radical absorption capacity, or ORAC score? And then they made these things. But, you know, what we found is that the exogenous, or the antioxidants we can get from our diet, aren't anywhere near as powerful as the antioxidants that we make naturally in our body. What am I talking about? We used to make vitamin C. That was a hormone-like vitamin. We do make vitamin D. It has a little bit of antioxidant property, but vitamin D is really a hormone that regulates other things, not necessarily an antioxidant. But so we lost our major antioxidant, vitamin C. We no longer synthesize naturally like animals do our own natural vitamin C. So we have to rely on the diet for some of these things. But there is an even greater defense, antioxidant defense, inside our body, and these are what we call enzymatic antioxidants. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, there's a defense system in our body. It gets turned on when we're under biological or emotional stress, and it calms down when we're not. Now, that's why we survive. It's the very reason we can respond to stress, and that stress can be biological, like we're deprived of food, or we ate too much, or we were exposed to radiation, or we didn't get enough oxygen, or we got too much oxygen. All of those are biological stressors. Well, if we just get slightly stressed biologically in a chronic way, it will turn on a defense system in our body through a gene that we now know about called NRF2, Nancy Robert Frank 2, NRF2, and that switches on internal antioxidant enzymes, glutathione, catalase, and superoxide dismutase. You switch those on, and it's been shown you can have a heart attack, and you won't have as much damage or very little damage to your heart. Same in the brain. If you have a stroke, the damage will be far limited because you've turned those on prior to having those events. Now, how do you do that?
Yeah, that was my question. I'm going, well, so what do I do?
We can't run around and deprive ourselves of food all the time. We can't run around and expose ourselves to radiation or climb mountains and just get less oxygen, because these are all biological stressors. We go spend some time in a radium springs where there's radon in there and a little bit of radiation, but we can't do it all the time. The point is, we've got a pill that does it. Because if you can believe it or not, the ingredients in red wine, when concentrated, take away the alcohol and we can put them in a red wine pill called Longevinix. Those ingredients mimic the very effects we get from calorie restriction or fasting. They mimic the effects of low-dose radiation and so on. So it's actually, Longevinix has ingredients in it, our sponsors, that are mildly stressful to the body, and that alerts the defense system. And the antioxidants, the internal endogenous ones, we call them, of glutathione, superoxide, dismutase, and catalase are turned on all the time. It's what we call preconditioning. Your body turns them on before something nasty happens. You'll turn those antioxidant enzymes on after you have a heart attack, but then the damage is done. You want to turn them on before. How can you reliably do it without having to drink alcohol and all the other issues? You're going to take a pill called Longevinix. And you want to find out more how this works, 866-405-4000, 866-405-4000. Ask for the literature. Have them send you the reports. You brush up and become a good student on all this, and you'll learn how to turn on the antioxidant enzyme defense system in your body every morning. And by the way, Harvard professor David Sinclair now saying that we're closer than we think we are to super longevity, and he says there really is no theoretical limit on the human lifespan. Believe this. It didn't say we'll live forever. He just said there's no limit. If we stop the calcification and rusting that's going on in our body, which is what's driving aging, and we can do it through diet, we can do it through taking a pill like Longevinix, we can do it in various ways. Bloodletting is a way to control the iron. There are various ways to do this. We can live an unlimited lifespan. I'm not promising you eternity here. I'm talking about living the longest, healthiest life that God intended us to live. And I brought up earlier in this hour, does God intend us to be unhealthy and to have to suffer and pray to him for a cure chronically throughout our life? Or does he expect, want us and desire for us to be healthy and we go to him in gratitude and count our blessings? Well, you know, we think the second thing. We think that's what God really intended. Now, when we are sick, or when we are in need, we certainly can pray and go to God. But what did God really want us to do? Is live long and healthy lives. That's the beginning of the Bible. They were living 950 years in great health. So if you want a longevity story, you can go there and read all about it. We think we know why the patriarchs lived so long. We talked about that earlier in the hour here. And we just want people to know. Now, look. There's another way you can turn on this NRF2 and less expensively. It's called garlic. Crush a clove of garlic. Get that Allison made. If you heat it up, you'll destroy it. And you will turn on the NRF2 gene switch, which turns on those internal antioxidants. Or you can get our sponsor's product, Garlazyme, for as little as $8.60 a month. That's true. You can get garlic without the pungency and without the garlic breath. And if you buy 3 1-month supply bags of Garlazyme, you get a fourth one free. Shipping is free. And there you go. It activates. Well, what would you think? Is garlic something good or bad for you? It's a little bit pungent, isn't it? A little biting?
And
yes.
So go ahead and give us the number, Bill. We got 30 seconds.
866-674-3955 for Garlazyme, 866-674-3955. We pray that you did learn a lot about how to stay healthy and live longer. 866-674-3955. Thanks for listening.
Well, and we appreciate you being there. Tell your friends. We'll be back next week. Have a Heart Health Radio. We'll see you then. If you want your health questions answered on the air by Bill Sardi and Dave Stouter, call toll-free 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. We want to hear from you. 844-49-HEART. Heart. Heart. Heart.